When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com. And remember, they are available to you around the clock 24/7. New Works has a fix for you. Newworksplumbing.com. That's newworksplumbing.com. Tomorrow on my podcast, we're going to wrap up the college football season before the bowl games start and look at the championship possibilities with Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. Speaking of college football, one thing we learned on Saturday, defense does not win championships. I mean, who had a better defense than the Georgia Bulldogs? Not only statistically this year, but one of the best defenses in the history of college football. Did Alabama look like they had any problem scoring on Georgia, putting 41 on the board? Of course, they scored a pick six thanks to Jordan Battle's interception. But here is the bottom line. If you're a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs, what must you be thinking? Like, you cannot beat Alabama. Doesn't matter. You can't beat Alabama. And how about Nick Saban? Why go against Nick Saban in a big game? I mean, 41 points. Can you imagine if Alabama had to score in the fourth quarter? Like, if they had kept up their aggressiveness offensively, you know, I mean, going down the field and not being conservative, they would have scored 50 in that game. Think about that. The Georgia defense all year has been a wall, and Alabama went through them with ease. And now it's Alabama against Cincinnati. You got Georgia and Michigan. And it doesn't matter to me who's on the field for Alabama. In a big game, I'm not going against Nick Saban. He proved it once again on Saturday with the annihilation of the top-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. And that's my rant for today.